From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Waleed Amualem, Syria's foreign minister, says his country is ready to participate in peace talks with opposition representatives in Geneva. Amualem met with his Chinese counterpart in Beijing Thursday to reach a consensus on how to pursue a political settlement towards peace. Talks could begin as soon as January. In a related story, an airstrike near Damascus on Friday killed top rebel commander Zahran Aluft, who was one of the most powerful, led one of the most powerful groups fighting against President Bashar Assad's government. This is widely seen as a significant setback to the anti-Assad rebels, particularly right before negotiations are set to begin. Unconfirmed initial reports suggest the airstrike was carried out by Russian planes. An explosion at an industrial gas plant in southern Nigeria ignited an inferno, killing at least 100 people and injuring many more. The fire ignited Thursday at a gas plant in the town of Nui when a gas truck exploded. Reports say the resulting fire burned to death many of the people standing in line to refill their cooking gas canisters. Ali Okachukwu is a police spokesman.
We found six corpses lying at the perimeter fencing of this company. Also, a mother and a child were also discovered certified dead from the building you can see over there, close to the gas plant here.
The fire raged for hours, consuming nearby buildings and engulfing the town in black smoke. You're listening to VOA News. Loyalists of the Islamic State militant group in Afghanistan released a new video Friday showing massive suicide car bombing of an Afghan security outpost and several other violent acts, including some carried out in neighboring Pakistan. Islamic State, which controls large areas in Iraq and Syria, released a map in January claiming that Khorasan is its province. It includes areas of Afghanistan and Pakistan. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi visited Pakistan Friday in the first visit by an Indian prime minister in more than a decade. Modi stressed the importance of the countries in the region uniting against terrorists. After the meeting, Pakistan's foreign minister Ayaz Chaudhry addressed reporters. He says that among the decisions taken was that ties between the two countries would be strengthened and also people-to-people contact would be strengthened so that the atmosphere can be created, which would move the peace process forward. It remains to be seen how Modi's call for a partnership against terrorism will go over. In the past, there has been limited cooperation, especially between Afghanistan and Pakistan, reigning in the Taliban. After months of tension, the two countries have seen a rapid diplomatic re-engagement recently, starting with a handshake and a brief private meeting between the prime ministers on the sidelines of the Paris Climate Summit. The reaction to this impromptu visit was mostly positive in Pakistan, with almost all opposition parties welcoming it, however mixed in India. India's main opposition party, Congress, strongly criticized the prime minister for not confiding in parliament. Elsewhere in the region, a powerful earthquake struck South Asia Friday night. The U.S. Geological Survey reports the quake measured at magnitude 6.2 and was centered in the Hindu Kush region of Afghanistan. At least 17 people have been reported injured, though that number is likely to rise. South Sudan's president, Salva Kiir, has dissolved the young nation's 10 states and established 28 new ones in their place, a move critics say undermines the power-sharing deal signed in August after a two-year civil war. Kiir issued his decree in a late-night broadcast on Thursday, and he named governors for all 28 states. Rebel leadership has not yet issued a response to the president's action. On Tuesday, representatives of the rebels and the government met in Juba in hopes of forming a transitional government of national unity. Pope Francis has called for reconciliation among fractured communities in his annual Christmas Day homily, presiding over a congregation of thousands in St. Peter's Basilica. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.